Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I feel like crap. I feel miserable. And listen, now, I don't want to talk any more about these stupid time changes than we have to, but the truth of the matter is this is not on you. It's not on me. This is on Congress. Congress has bills, bipartisan bills, to stop the stupid time change. So we aren't sitting here on Monday scrambling and feeling like crap and not getting enough sleep, and they do nothing. Now, and I know many of you are like, really, Dahlia, you didn't sleep in medical school, you didn't sleep in residency. Why is one little measly hour a big deal? It's not the hour. All right. Last night, I tried to get the pets to bed. So a couple of the pets sleep with us. They didn't want to go to bed. I got into bed at 9:30 last night because I had some interviews this morning and I had a lot of work and I was going to get up early. Well, to the cats, dog, it was 8 something. So they're like, rub my tummy. Do tickle time. Let's play. I'm like, no, we're not playing. Go to bed. They're like, why are we in bed? What's going on here? Is it your anniversary? I'm like, no, we're actually going to sleep. Go to sleep. And they didn't want to go to bed. So I kicked them off the bed. They jumped back on the bed. And I try not to have my pets on a very rigid schedule for this reason. Because twice a year, they're off. In fact, while everybody gets an extra hour of sleep during the fall, my dogs and cats are up saying, eating time. What are you doing to sleep? And they'll wake me up. I don't need to have an alarm clock. My animals will wake me up. And I'm like, come on, let me go to sleep. Leave me alone. And they won't. They won't let me sleep. And so, I don't buy Voss. I got this for free when I was at a hotel. So I know. I'm cheap. I kind of go for the cheaper bottles. But your pets don't adjust. How do you get your pets to adjust? One is, don't have such a strict schedule on when you walk them, when you feed them, because twice a year, they're not going to adjust. They don't understand what the hell we're doing. And in fact, they probably think this whole time change is stupid. So make sure that you have a range of a time on when you feed them. I mean, these animals are pretty smart. If you feed them at 5 a.m. in the morning, then every 5 a.m., they're going to be ready for their eats. So don't do that. I kind of give them a range, a time range. But what I did do is I came up with a bedtime story, you know, to see if they'd go to sleep. And the bedtime story is basically, you know, beautiful, beautiful woman, absolutely exquisite woman, adopts a dog and a cat. And she's the most beautiful, amazing, sweet woman. Well, the dog doesn't let her sleep and the cat doesn't let her sleep. So she starts to yell. She starts to scream and she's not very pretty. So she does tickle attack. And after I attack him, you know, the dog and the cat apparently want to leave the woman. Once they leave, the woman becomes beautiful again. The end. So that's the bedtime story. After that, they went to sleep. It either bored them or they realized that that beautiful woman was me, right? And I'm going to attack the tushies because they won't go to sleep. But this is ridiculous. So just to let you guys know where we're at with this whole daylight savings time issue, House Bill 1561 was submitted last year in Congress. Senate Bill 582, bipartisanly. Okay, this is not Republican. This is not Democrat. This is bipartisan. So both Democrats and Republicans support this. In fact, a few years back, the Sunshine Protection Act, which Senator Marco Rubio submitted, co-sponsored by Republicans, Democrats, unanimously passed. Unanimously. It went to the House, and I think 7 to 12 minutes later, just sat. And nobody addressed it. So House Bill 1561, when you look it up, I apologize. House Bill 1561 They say that it was introduced in the House March 10th of 2023. It was then, that day, referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Then, 1 week later, referred to the Subcommittee on Innovation, Data, and Commerce. Since then, nothing. Nothing's being done. The Senate bill, Sunshine Protection Act of 2023, it was read twice, March 1st, 2023, and then punted to the Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Why does Congress not want to get off their asses and pass something to stop these biannual daylight save changes, daylight saving time changes? Now, the spring forward has been linked. Science has proven it's been linked to heart attacks, has been linked to issues with in vitro fertilization, workplace injuries, car accidents, depression, suicide. The fall back seems to negate some of those risks, but yeah, just pick one. We don't have to be going through this every spring. It's so flippant stupid. Now, where, if I had to be devil's advocate, what probably is going on is people are mixed on standard and saving. Americans don't agree, as we've seen. Americans are pretty divided. And so even though me as a doctor, I love standard, I love the way it is in the fall and winter. I feel better. I'm happier. I'm not dealing with a super long summer day in the summer. My state and other states, a lot of them want daylight saving time year round. You know what? I don't care. I will go with whatever. Just pick one. But all week long, I'm going to be dealing with dogs and cats trying to wake me up to do play. Or to feed them. For those of you with young kids, they don't get it. I mean, have you ever, for those of you that had young kids, you remember, that was a mess. You finally get them on a schedule, and all of a sudden now they don't want to go to bed at 7 p.m. Well, of course they don't. So then you try to alter it for the stupid calendar, the time change, only to change it back again in the fall. So what do we do? Tell Congress to get off their asses. It's sitting there in subcommittee. What are they doing? Why is it sitting there in subcommittee? All we need is Congress to say, states, we're not going to stop you. If you want to do all year daylight saving or you want to do standard, fine. We're not going to stop you. They don't have to legislate. We just need them to butt the hell out because the Uniform Time Act got their butts into the situation. But I feel like crap today, and it's Congress's fault. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So these weight loss drugs don't seem to be all about weight loss. Now, last year, I heard that they were studying if some of these weight loss medications, which were not originally intended for weight loss, they were intended for diabetes, your Ozempic, Mounjaro, and their counterparts, Wegovy and Zepbound, respectively, they were being studied on, well, listen, if they do help people minimize their hunger, improve their satiety, minimize their cravings for food, alcohol, what's it doing on their other body parts, like their heart? Well, apparently there was some fantastic data showing how these medications can minimize cardiac risk. And the FDA has now approved Wegovy to prevent serious heart conditions. This is huge. Huge in that the $1,500 a month drug, which some people could get it for $900 to $1,000, but what that means is now it's going to be on insurance to start to cover it better. Novo Nordisk, who produces Wegovy, said it was approved to reduce the risk of cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke in adults with cardiovascular disease who are either obese or overweight. The FDA, according to Science Alert, this move now could be a huge game changer for the 70% of American adults who are either obese or overweight. Now that they also have the cardiac indication, it might improve insurance payment. Now, here's the question I have. We don't have a lot of studies on these medications past, I think, 65 weeks. Right? We need studies on 70 weeks, 85 weeks, 150 weeks. Now, I might not have found them. I haven't done a literature search as of this morning because I'm still getting over the stupid time change. But if we are going to approve it for cardiovascular risk, which is huge and fantastic, and I support, does that mean we are on it for life? Do studies show we can be on it for life? Does it wear off? Now, I need to start asking people who go off of it why. I had another patient this weekend who said they stopped the Wegovy, and I forgot. Actually, I had two people who said they stopped it, and I forgot to ask why. We have these medications that seem to have initial results that look fantastic, but we need to know the chronicity and the longevity of these medications. And I'm hearing time and time again that some pharmacies don't have it. Some pharmacies, if they do have it, we're still trying to get prior authorization. So the patients have the prescription. The prescription's at the pharmacy. So you actually overcame two hurdles. But now you got to get insurance to pay for it. Well, if there's a cardiovascular risk indication, because a lot of insurance companies, remember, once you gave them Obamacare, and Obamacare said you had to cover physicals, you had to cover pre-existing, you had to cover this, it allowed them to have a little bit more flexibility on what they don't have to cover. So if Obamacare says you don't have to cover obesity per se, and that's not in black and white, then they don't necessarily have to cover it. But if you have the FDA saying, hey, this medication could prevent heart disease, now it's on the insurance companies to cover it. What is going to happen after this recent FDA approval? Our insurance rates are going to go up. Insurance companies are like, oh, God, no. They're like, oh, crap. This stuff is expensive. So they're going to pass the price on to consumers. You know, our insurance skyrocketed from 2023 to 2024. I don't even want to see what it's going to be in 2025. But then again, these medications are expensive. They work. It's just how long do we need to be on them? Now, this trial was 17,500 patients. Half were assigned Wegovy. The other half were given placebo. Both groups received standard medical care for blood pressure, cholesterol, healthy lifestyle, counseling, diet, and exercise. The group that got the Wegovy, the once-a-week injection, were 20% less likely to experience major cardiac events, death from cardiovascular causes, non-fatal heart attacks, and non-fatal strokes. Now, Wegovy being approved since 2021 to treat obesity, we still don't have, just because we have FDA approval, doesn't necessarily mean insurers are going to cover it. The Obesity Action Coalition is a patient advocacy organization. They hoped that this might remedy the situation. now that there's a cardiovascular indication. They say insurers should have been providing coverage for anti-obesity medications prior to the announcement. Now there should be no doubt that this treatment must be covered. Lives are at stake. So, you know, it's a Danish company, Novo Nordisk. And then you have the company, why is it escaping me? The one that does Mounjaro, Zepbound. Eli Lilly. This is huge, obviously, for them. But these medications, I get it. They're expensive. They are a GLP agonist. We are manipulating hormones and manipulating chemicals to make us feel full. It works on many people. There are side effects. Nausea, vomiting, bloating, pancreatitis. You lose weight rapidly. Gallbladder disease. The surgeons are going to be very, very busy in the coming years, because as you lose weight rapidly, you could lose your gallbladder. But what we keep hearing is that the weight comes back. When you go off the medication, the weight comes back. Your appetite does not stay subdued. And when patients tell me, that's okay, I'll start the medication, I'll retrain my brain, all I have to do is lose the weight and I will have that drive. For some people, that might work, but I think 80% of people, the latest study said 80% of people regain the weight. So then the next question I have as a doctor, being devil's advocate, we have to ask all the questions, even though I know public officials hate it when we ask questions and challenge narratives. But the question I have then is the cardiovascular risk that gets dropped, that is reduced with Wegovy, does that reverse when you have rebound weight? Is anybody studying the cardiovascular risk when you rebound and rubber band back in your weight, to your weight? We need to know that. Cardiologists need to be prepared. Right now, the study is fantastic to go on the medication. But the one thing we have not clarified is how long can we be on the medication for? How long can somebody afford it? How long will insurance cover it? When insurance companies say, sorry, we're not going to cover it anymore, or your employer says, whoa, premiums doubled, so we're going to switch to a cheaper plan. What is your cardiovascular risk when you rebound and wait? My worry is it could negate the benefit you're getting initially. And if you are 2 years older, is there an argument that there could be a higher risk? Now, I am not challenging the FDA. I think this is good. I have seen the evidence. I think that it was a very good move that the FDA gave this indication. But before everybody says, all right, look at what it does, we need to make sure that patients are informed, that doctors are prepared, and that it's been studied. That, because the one thing we can guarantee is the average person is going to go off the medication. At this point, with what we have right now, with its cost, with its insurance coverage, the average person is going to go off the medication. So now what happens to their heart? And if you're going to have a 20% increase in cardiovascular risk, we need to be ready. I told you guys, I invested in Weight Watchers after their stocks dropped. I bought some because once, if God forbid, you know, people cannot maintain their weight loss and they can't stay on these medications, they're going to have to go back to old school. So let's see what happens. Definitely talk to your medical provider, but please ask them that question. What happens if you have to go off of it? Will your heart risk increase? Trust me, I'd like any day your heart risk down. But we need to be prepared for rebound weight gain. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Hill Thursday, and one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon, a member of the Israeli Knesset, weighs in on Fox and Friends.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer, because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
16 current and former female athletes are suing the NCAA over their policy on allowing women to compete in men's sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines has been outspoken on the issue and discusses the lawsuit.
The most important part of this lawsuit, what we're hoping to achieve, is fair and safe competition. That's what this is about. We want the NCAA to uphold the original intent of Title IX.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So God bless our troops, the men and women that have served in our armed forces. And as part of Women's History Month, the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress is collecting stories from the women who served their country as part of a special public service campaign. I am so excited that Candace Milburn is joining us, liaison specialist with the Veterans History Project, to talk to us about this. Hi, Candace. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, we are grateful for what you're doing. This is very, very cool. Tell us about the Veterans History Project.
Well, the Veterans History Project collects, preserves, and makes accessible firsthand narratives of U.S. military veterans that served. And we start from World War I and work our way up to current conflicts so that peace so that future generations can have a better understanding of what our nation's veterans went through during their service time. We consider ourselves to be a grassroots effort, which means we depend on volunteers to go out into the community, sit down with those veterans, interview them, and then send those stories to us. And then researchers, documentarians, or whoever else is interested will come into the Library of Congress, American Folklife Center reading room, and use these collections for all sorts of reasons.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we don't have a lot of, you know, when you see the movies and you see, you know, obviously, you know, in our Great War and World War II, there it was predominantly men, Korean War, Vietnam, but there were a lot of women in the armed forces serving. And so I think it's fantastic that we're also going to hear about how they participated and what they did.
Definitely, definitely. The Veterans History Project currently holds approximately 117,000 collections, and of them, about 6.5% are from women veterans. So we're actively seeking more stories of service from women. So I can totally see where you're coming from.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. I think, you know, some like Golden Girls, I used to watch that as a kid, Golden Girls. Bea Arthur served in World War II. You know, there's many individuals that we even know that did, but it would be fascinating to hear their stories as well as their personal accounts. You know, we're pretty history deprived in that much of the history has been written by scholars, but what about those who lived it? You know, and so this is fantastic. And then, not only does the Library of Congress gather the data, but they also honor these heroes. Talk to us about that.
So there's never a bad time to recognize women veterans. The Veterans Project does that all year long. Because March is Women's History Month, we're spending even more time recognizing the service of women veterans, especially those who served with, we're focusing on the 6888 Central Postal Battalion. So the Veterans History Project published an online research guide to first-person narratives of the women of the 6888 Central Postal Battalion. And those collections are primarily of oral history interviews as well as photographs that provide a valuable insight into the personal experiences of those history-making women. So you can go to our website at loc.gov/vets, V-E-T-S, vets, and you'll be able to access that research guide along with other women veterans that we have in our archive. Those are available online as well. You can come into the Library of Congress American Folklife Center reading room, and you can access those as well as long as you request that information or make an appointment, I'm sorry, 10 days in advance.
That's wonderful. We're speaking to Candace Milburn, liaison specialist with the Veterans History Project. Talk to us about the 6,888th Central Postal Battalion. Tell us about that.
I'm glad you asked. Well, the 6888 Central Postal Battalion was the only all-African-American, all-female unit deployed overseas during World War II. They processed mountains of mail for U.S. service members in Europe in 1945, and they're credited for boosting the troops' morale. There were over 800 women, and their ages ranged from 17 to 52, and they processed mail that was rodent-infested. I mean, there was just mountains and mountains of mail, and they did that with determination. Even though they had to face bigotry, hatred, they still kept going and processed this mail and did an amazing job. In the coming months, these unsung heroes will receive the Congressional Gold Medal. And from what we understand, there are several creative endeavors in the works, including a film and a stage musical. So these ladies are just amazing.
That's about time. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. God bless them. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. Many of us don't know. You know, we get some history, but we just don't know about all, you know, all those that sacrificed and, you know, helped save lives. Any other notable all-female groups that you could enlighten us to that we're unaware of?
Oh, sure thing. So we have the Code Girls, and you know, those are the brilliant women code breakers, and they've been credited for helping us win World War II. And we have the Navy Waves. We have collections from the WASP, also known as Women's Air Force Service Pilots. Then we have the Women Marines, and then the And then lastly, we have the Coast Guard Reservists, and they're also known as SPAR. So we have tons of collections from women, female veterans. You can just go to our website at loc.gov/vets and put in, you can click on Explore the Collection, search a VHP collection, and click on any one of those wonderful women groups, and all the collections that was donated to the Veterans History Project of those women will come up, and you can either listen to their interview or come into the Library of Congress at the American Folklife Center Reading Room and listen as well, there as well.
So wonderful. In the last minute, Candace, anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
I just would like to say the Veterans History Project is seeking more stories of service from all veterans living or deceased, especially from those who served in the 6th AAA Central Postal Battalion. So participation is easy. Download a Veterans History Project how-to field kit at our website. It has all the forms and everything you need to know about sharing a story to our archive or conducting research. So we hope to hear from all of you. I know everybody has a veteran in their circle, and we're focusing mostly on those women veterans. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, God bless, Candace. We appreciate you. We appreciate all our veterans and what you do, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I'm seeing what's happening now with Gaza and Israel, and you know, having family and friends in the area, you know, talking about what happened to the victims on October 7th. You know, the one thing that I think we are at greatest risk of is the filtering of history and how it's almost as if a historical account happens and then people decide, well, what is safe for people's ears? What's not? What's offensive? What's not? You know, my family being slaughtered in the Holocaust, I don't know if that story ever made it to print. May they rest in peace. But whether it's our wars, whether it's through our military, whether it's, you know, things that happen in politics, you know, there is a big question from both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, that, you know, is the true story going to be told? And so I really commend any organization that allows those who actually were there to give their story and to publish it. You know, it's what we need, and it's a talk we're going to have. How do we deal with history from here? Because I'm already seeing things change online, like the Great Recession. They're saying ended in 2009. Well, we have evidence. Recession went way into the teens. Who changed that? Who changed the history? And then people say, well, it's subjective. Well, financially, they say it ended, but the job loss persisted 6 to 7 years later. Come on. You know, we have to have accurate accounts of things. So this is fantastic. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there.
Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a while back, I told you guys that it's all in the news. It's all about overdoses and fentanyl and narcotics and the pharmaceutical companies and just, and I was like, I think they're not understanding the whole concept of overdosing. And they're not understanding the whole concept of what medications are out there and why people are overdosing, such as they went after doctors, they went after pharmaceutical companies, they went after pharmacies for the narcotic overdose deaths,
And the narcotic overdose deaths continue to rise, and drugs keep pouring in over the border. I mean, look, you could blame the healthcare industry as much as you want, but you need to get it right. And if you don't understand what is going on, and you just try to find scapegoats so you could look good politically or get some extra money for your fight, you're going to possibly spurn new problems. Well, even though we started to crack down on narcotic prescribing in 2016, and the numbers have continued to go up, I had sounded the alarm back in 2018 about benzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines is a class of medication we use for anxiety, insomnia, mood disorders, your Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, Ativan, or the generic terms of it, diazepam, clonazepam, alprazolam. And these medications started, we start to see even more of a shift. I already thought people were abusing these medications, but because a lot of them are generic, if you notice, not a lot of lawsuits like we saw with OxyContin and things like that in the narcotic realm of things. These benzodiazepines have been around for a while. So most people on them are on the generics. So there's nobody to sue. Well, if there's no money and there's nobody to sue and there's no headlines, nobody talks about it. Well, benzodiazepines are pretty serious. And if you stop your benzodiazepine abruptly, you could seize, you could die. I never tell anybody to stop their Xanax immediately. You could seize. So we got to be really careful with those medications. And so I've been noticing a benzodiazepine issue. We started to see that those medications also see limits, because once a doctor stopped writing narcotics, and many doctors did, that's how they handled the new restrictions. Many doctors said they're threatening to take away my license. So you know what? No controlled substances here. The telemedicine company platforms I work for, they don't do controlled substances. Also, you know, state laws and over the phone medicine, you're limited, of course. But many doctors are, even in their own practices, are like, we have big signs saying no controlled substances here, so we don't have to go through all the red tape, the bureaucracy, and put ourselves at risk. Well, what does that do? Well, the patients are not at risk. The patients are not at risk for pain, poor sleep, other forms of addiction, because if somebody's in pain or somebody's anxious, they're going to go to whatever they can. It just doesn't miraculously go away. Somebody with spinal stenosis or neuropathy or an amputation, you tell them, sorry, it's going to be harder to get pain medication, they'll find something else. And if they can't find something else, sadly, many of them go to suicide. So we can't ignore it. Well, all you've heard in the news, again, narcotics, you don't hear about benzodiazepines, you don't hear that much about sleeping pill issues. But we do have a news article on pregabalin, however you pronounce it. And that is a medication known by brand name as Lyrica. We are being told that this anticonvulsant, which we use to treat chronic pain and can help treat anxiety and depression, is now a top contender for abuse and overdose. It's addictive. It's been around for about 20 years. Pfizer, I believe, had made the brand name. And we used Lyrica, or this medication, pregabalin or pregabalin. I rarely use the generic name because I always call it Lyrica. We use this because narcotics were a no-no. So doctors say, all right, you have postherpetic neuralgia from shingles, go on Lyrica. You have neck pain, back pain, go on Lyrica, go on Lyrica. Well, it was prescribed to millions of people. And some medical professionals are concerned that there is now a widespread dependence on it. Also, what happens when you go off the medication? So according to medical professionals, and this is being reported by Metro, I got to get back to it. Sorry about that. People call it the new Valium. Well, it's not. It doesn't act like Valium. But in terms of the addiction, they're calling it the new Valium. People with high levels of anxiety and depression are many times administered this. You know, I've never used it for that. I've used it for neuropathy and neurogenic pain. But I don't write a lot. I usually have the specialist manage the pain. And other, you know, if somebody is in need of that, they usually are in need of an orthopedic or a neurologist, you know, to for their source. But apparently, that it is now is in the UK the cause of a third of all drug-related fatalities, meaning people are overdosing on it. Are you kidding me? 3,400 fatalities have been linked to this medication in the past 5 years in the UK. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily considered controlled. Again, I don't write it a lot here in America, but what I do know is nobody talks about it, and a lot of people are on it. It's not exactly like gabapentin. We use gabapentin also for nerve pain and epilepsy, but they're not necessarily the same. They still act differently, and you could still have issues, I think, with overdosing with gabapentin, but many more people are on the pregabalin. So what should you do? You're on the medication. You can't sleep. You're in pain. No one's telling you to stop it, but you can withdraw. Side effects of the medication include headache, nausea, fatigue, mood swings, diarrhea, dizzy spells, blurred vision, according to the NHS, erectile dysfunction, swollen limbs, memory issue, issues controlling your blood sugar, weight gain. But if you stop it, you could go through a withdrawal. Kind of similar to what you might see with opioids. So where is the guidance for patients and pain? Or anxiety, or depression, or sleep. There are many people that can't get pain medication, so they take sleep medication to sleep through the pain. They try to sedate themselves so much that, you know, I still don't understand what was going on with Michael Jackson and why he was on propofol. But again, if he was in pain and he couldn't sleep, now I've heard of patients doing that, and unfortunately, he didn't make it. So if you feel you are not getting the care you need to really have a sit down with your medical provider, even if it means getting referred to a pain specialist or an orthopedist or neurologist or whoever, you know, can manage the source of that. But just understand that some of these medications are not completely dependent free. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.